Hi, everyone. This is Jeffrey Smith, and I've got some more bizarre science for you. Hi, everyone. Jeffrey Smith here. Bizarre science for you. It's about coronavirus this time. This is just the most blatant example of conflict of interest in a COVID-19 investigation. Now, I'm not going to make a suggestion as to how the COVID-19 virus was formulated, whether it came from a wet market or released by the Wuhan Institute of Virology accidentally or infected a Wuhan Institute of Virology worker. I'm not going to make any suggestion as to how it got out. But The Lancet has a COVID-19 commission designed to investigate the source and also things we can do in the future. So who did they put in charge of the subcommittee to determine whether or not the virus came from a laboratory? Well, obviously, they knew what they wanted to find because Peter Daszak, who was in charge, had been the self-appointed lead attacker of all lab leak concepts or theories as conspiracy theory. He talked about it as baseless, crackpot, conspiracy theories, and pure baloney. The person in charge of the full Lancet committee already went on record saying that a lab leak is illogical and didn't make sense. So if they're planning to find out, and they know they're going to find out, that there was no lab leak as a source, then Peter Daszak is the perfect person to be in charge. Now, he declared to The Lancet and to Washington Post that he has no conflicts of interest. And yet scientists are lining up in social media and other places to declare him the most conflicted of interest of any possible human on the planet, except for possibly the Dr. Xi or Xi, whose lab was studying coronaviruses and engineering them to be more infectious. It's called gain of function in Wuhan. Now, why would Peter Daszak be second only to Dr. Xi? Because he was collaborating and a close friend with Dr. Xi, working with her on funding the research in Wuhan, funding the research on coronaviruses and the gain of function of coronaviruses, making them more infectious. He had received his EcoHealth Alliance, which is the major funder, had already received $100 million or more from U.S. government agencies in surveillance of viruses and in gain-of-function research. So imagine the conflict of interest if he finds that a laboratory had leaked it accidentally. It could potentially damage his ability to receive funds for future research on corona or other viruses. Now, he had, as a self-appointed attacker of all things lab leaked, he had declared wrongly that leaks from labs was extremely rare. Actually, it's very common. USA Today alone documented over 100 cases. He further went on to misinform the public by saying, and no leak had ever been led to a pandemic. It is well believed that the H1N1 pandemic came from a laboratory leak. But he's also been wrong about the COVID-19 situation and the Wuhan Institute of Virology's chronology. You see, in 2013, they supposedly found a strain of coronavirus in a cave. It's called the RAT G13. And in that same cave, some miners got sick and hospitalized, and some died with symptoms that were very similar to the COVID-19 disease. Now, according to Peter Daszak, they just put this strain into a freezer for 7 years and only dusted it off and brought it out at the end of 2019 or 2020 in order to sequence it, and that there had been no activity whatsoever. Now, we've covered in previous Facebook Lives about why that is extremely unusual, because this RAT G13 is something that was associated with human disease, and it happens to be 96.2% identical with coronavirus that's currently on the basis of COVID-19, and represents a viral sequence that may be, from just the sequence alone, most likely to cause a human pandemic. Now, they had published all this other research out of WIV, and according to some scientists, this RAT G13 could have been on the level of a Nobel Prize and would have at least triggered a huge investigation to try and veer off any pandemic. But no, according to Peter Daszak, it was just stuck into a freezer. However, an investigation found that actually it was accessed many times in 2017 and 18, and after that was made public, the Batwoman herself, Professor or Dr. Zhi, whose laboratory is at the Wuhan Institute, acknowledged that they had sequenced it in 2018, but for some reason did not publish that sequence until 2020, after the pandemic had begun. Again, why would they wait from something that was so incredible in its structure? But anyway, the point here is that Peter Daszak either lied about the Wuhan Institute of Virology's accessing that particular strain and didn't want anyone to know. It might have been his own research that they were doing on it. Or he was blatantly misinformed. And he's the guy picked by the Lancet to investigate. Now, if you look back at our Facebook Lives, and be sure to subscribe at the Institute for Responsible Technology or like our page, because more to come, and there's also a lot there. We interviewed virologist Jonathan Latham, who has some interesting theories about the source or the origin of the COVID-19 virus. And he made it clear, as has been made clear over and over again by many, many scientists, there is a concerted effort not to find a lab origin. I'm not going to cover that issue, whether I believe it's lab origin or not, what the probability is. I will leave that for perhaps another time, or perhaps the virologists themselves, who are more qualified to make that call. But he says that right now it is very difficult to get serious research published or taken seriously, because it's all been relegated to conspiracy theory, even when there's strong evidence suggesting otherwise. So, the Lancet. The Lancet is in on the game right now. Their COVID-19 commission. It's kind of like when Monsanto's former attorney, Michael Taylor, was in charge of the policy by the U.S. government of FDA on GMOs, and then later became Monsanto's vice president, and then later went back to the FDA as the U.S. food czar. No conflict of interest there. Anyway, let me take a look at some of your questions. I'm now on Facebook here. I got some thank yous and hellos from Lynn and Joyce and Angela and Bill Bravo and Joan. And we have posted on there the link to the wonderful article that was put together by my friends at GM Watch. We put it on the Institute for Responsible Technology's website. You can read it there. You can go to GM Watch and look at their materials. I would like to suggest that there's a lot of information on our site and theirs that don't make it into the normal mainstream media. So there's a couple of subscriptions you can link to for high-quality GMO information in your inbox. So I'm going to break now. If there's no more comments or questions, just to summarize, the person who scientists describe as the poster child for misinformation on COVID-19 as the most conflicted possible investigator, has declared himself free of conflict of interest, and is in charge of the investigation that if it concluded that COVID-19 was accidentally released from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, it might even implicate his own research and certainly his friends and result in him no longer receiving money, but possibly castigated by the world. And who knows, maybe even there's a lawsuit in there and he's the one in charge. So, someone's asking what I understand GMO and bats. In this case, we'll not talk about the bats and that theory. There's a very long paper by Jonathan Latham, where he talks about the people who were in the mines where they collected this coronavirus, and they had the virus in their body and in their lungs for months, and that the longer a virus is exposed in a human body to human cells could increase its gain of function, meaning its ability to infect. It's a fascinating article. I'm not going to cover it here. It's level of detail that we're going to perhaps wait for another time. All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lynn and Joan and Bill and Angela and Joyce. And thank you, GM Watch, for reporting on this. Safe eating, everyone. Thank you for listening to Live Healthy, Be Well. Please subscribe to the podcast using whatever app you listen to podcasts with. Or go to livehealthybewell.com to subscribe. This podcast will inform you about health dangers, corporate and government corruption, and ways we can protect ourselves, our families, and our planet. I interview scientists, experts, authors, whistleblowers, and many people who have not shared their information with the world until now. Please share the podcast with your friends. It will enlighten and may even save lives. Safe eating.